Oasis Audio presents Resurrection in May by Lisa Sampson. Read for you by Pam Ward.
Part 1. Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. Albert Einstein. Chapter 1. Spring, 1993. He wasn't sure how he'd got to the far end of his life, nor how he'd begun finding himself some mornings, driving down to Natural Bridge and ending up on top of the Great Stone Expanse. The vista of the earth far beneath his feet spread out wide, treetops like so much broccoli out in the distance. Since Claudius was a farmer, everything ended up looking something like a vegetable in his mind. His mother had favored paisley prints, and he always thought of them as summer squashes. Whenever he saw a picture of a flying saucer, patty pan squash. Beads on necklaces, depending upon size, were either peas or cherry tomatoes. He'd always lived right around this spot of Kentucky, and it was not that his own fields and woods weren't enough anymore, but this vista did something for him he couldn't even voice. He just knew he enjoyed it. The freewheeling breeze, the small pebbles lining the precarious sandstone path with no guardrails, even the tourists who liked to sit on the edge and dangle their feet into that same expanse of nothing but air. But he'd lived close to the bone of his existence. Sitting on the bridge, he asked God, in his usual easygoing way, if maybe, now that time had whittled his life down to most likely just a few remaining years, if that same God, who'd always taken good care of him, would speak to him somehow. Other people at church heard directly from the Spirit, but Claudius had only seen the face.